Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, for tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget about everybody working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, and thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, IA, out there in the land of fruit, nuts, milk, and honey, is none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
It's 69 degrees on one thermometer I got, and it's 72 degrees on the other one, depending on whether you're talking about Clearwater, or, I'm sorry, St. Pete or Tampa. So take your pick. Which temperature you want?
Well, the temperature here, I'll tell you, is right now is 74 degrees.
Well, that's great because that's going to be warmer probably, and it's going to be here for about 4 or 5 days. We'll see. Because
yep.
Every night we're going down into the 50s for the rest of the week. But it is what it is. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a horrible, horrible, horrible story to have to report right off the bat. And it is in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Now, I have been there before, and it's a great little place. People are very friendly. I'm really surprised that this happened there, but you take it from there.
Well, Captain, what we know at this hour so far, we understand that at least 5 people have been killed. More than 40 people have been injured after what can only be described as a speeding SUV, appeared to be a red Ford SUV of some kind, sped through the Christmas parade that was happening right there in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Many children, marching band, a group called the Dancing Grannies, they seem to have been mowed down, plowed over by this driver.
Right.
We don't know the exactly how many fatalities at this point. We don't know exactly how many injured. We do know that a local children's hospital received about 15 patients, we understand. We do understand that some may have died at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, on the street itself was just a terrible scene of carnage. And one person, one victim, witness describing it as lots of blood. So this is a terrible, terrible tragedy. Now, as to where this SUV came from, we understand that the authorities have recovered it. One CBS affiliate showed something from Twitter with the SUV evidently in a driveway somewhere.
That was backed in.
Exactly.
With
yes.
the front end damage, extensive front end damage.
Exactly right.
I can tell you what kind of car it was. It was a Ford Escape, and the model that it was either a 2007, 8, or 9 because of the way the front end was designed. And when I saw it in the picture, what I saw the back end of it, it was either a 2007, 8, or 9 Ford Escape color burgundy.
Yes, yes. So we don't know if the owner of the SUV was driving it. We don't know if it was stolen. We don't know that story yet. But we do know that the Waukesha police there have essentially said they will have more information later on
yep.
Monday after making an initial press conference, but saying they needed to notify the next of kin.
Well, there were reports of gunshots being fired from the vehicle. That was not true. It was not from the vehicle. It was police officers that fired several shots at the vehicle trying to stop it and the driver, and they managed to blow the back window out, but that was it. And they didn't say whether or not the driver had been shot, wounded, killed, or what the deal was.
That's true. And by the way,
there may be more than one person involved here.
Well, and again, yes, because they are trying to put together this puzzle here. They don't know if it's related to terrorism, but after the incident occurred, the authorities there had declared that they did not believe there was any other threat that was ongoing in the community. But right now, Captain, to have such a joyous occasion disrupted and just terrorized like this, there aren't really any words to describe just what a terrible thing has occurred in Waukesha.
Well, one young lad said, there were pom-poms and shoes and spilled hot chocolate everywhere. I had to go from one crumpled body to the other to find my daughter. My wife and two daughters were almost hit. Please pray for everybody. Please pray. And we are.
We are definitely doing that. Many, many people across the land tonight are praying for those in Waukesha. Yes.
Yeah, and we will have more on this as the night progresses. But right now, that's not the only thing that's going on in the news. And consequently, we need to talk about other things because we do have this little thing called Kenosha again, where I don't know if you saw this or not, but the darn television networks are getting it wrong again. They're saying that, well, and CBS, by the way, CBS came back once again and said, the gun was transported across state lines by the shooter. There was a violation there. He never brought it across state lines. It was at his father's house.
That's right.
Good Lord. All right, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. It's a Monday morning. Lots of stuff going on. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
The Professor of Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Repairing the potholes on the highway of truth. This is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. No potholes here, though. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by Mr. Mike Lindell and the MyPillow Company. Now, as you know, MyPillow.com is one of those companies that just kind of reaches out and grabs you when you see all the stuff that they have at their website. And what you need to do is go over to their website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the things that are right there on the home page to begin with. You'll see a whole bunch of products and a whole bunch of prices, and it'll say with promo code prices so and so and such and such. Well, the promo code is always going to be Captain. It's always going to be Captain. Now, they also have a radio listener specials page, which is another link on the home page that will open up a new page that will show you two dozen to maybe 30 or 31 or two items, whatever's in there at the moment, all on sale at insanely low prices. And again, with your promo code, it'll show the price. Promo code is always Captain. Now you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And I think Sue the dispatcher would like some of these fluffy slippers. She could probably get by with those. Oh, they have dog beds too, come to think of it. Forgot all about that. They got dog beds. So her puppy dog wouldn't mind one of those, I guess. So anyway, there you go. MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Phone number 800-641-5459. And don't forget, all you got to do is use the promo code Captain at MyPillow.com and you will save a boatload of money. They got plenty of stuff. They'll be there in time for Christmas. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to start over again here because there was something that really caught my gander looking at the news yesterday. Have you heard this story that Joe Biden is trying to peddle, and he did again over the weekend, that his house burned with his wife in it?
Yeah, he evidently said something about that his house had started to burn down. She got out safely, having a significant portion of it burned, he said.
There is no record anywhere of Joe Biden having a house burn. Nowhere.
That's right. That's right. Evidently, it looks like maybe back in 2004, the AP reported, archived by LexisNexis, there was some kind of small fire in the kitchen. It was contained in the kitchen. The firefighters got the blaze under control in 20 minutes, and it didn't spread beyond the kitchen. So, you know, is he misremembering something, or is he coming up with a new story?
He's adding to the long list of his embellished stories by stretching the truth, by trying to make it sound like his. And by the way, one story was his house burned down.
Right.
With his wife in it.
Well, if anybody that you know would start telling highly suspect, embellished stories like this, you would have some concerns, I think, wouldn't you, Captain?
Well, yeah, is the guy nuts or what?
Well, the one thing Joe Biden's always done, he's always kind of talked ad nauseum about his stories, and he loves to tell the Xi Jinping story. He told that all through the campaign, and he seems to tell it at every opportunity now, whenever China comes up as the topic. So is this just Uncle Joe, or is there more to this? That's the big question.
Yeah, and a little bit later, probably next hour, we're going to tell everybody about Joe Biden's fantastic son, Hunter, and the billion-plus dollars that he managed to make, again, with another venture with the Chinese government that we're just now finding out about, that nobody has said a word about until right now.
Well, but his name is Hunter Biden. It's not Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, and his father was vice president when he did this.
Yep.
All right, well, here we go. Ron DeSantis, our governor in Florida, he signed the Let's Go Brandon bill in Brandon, Florida, which is wreaking havoc on Joe Biden's COVID vaccine mandate plans.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's very interesting, Captain, to see, you know, the numbers that Florida has in terms of the infections or cases and so forth versus some big blue states that have all kinds of restrictions or other kinds of things, and they don't seem to be doing quite as well. But Ron DeSantis, of course, is most definitely wreaking havoc on the whole Biden philosophy here.
Now, there may be as many as 200,000 to 300,000 people, illegal immigrants, coming up from Central and South America through Mexico, stretched out for literally several hundred miles, headed for the Texas border.
What we are witnessing, again, Captain, is, you know, the total failure of the Biden administration, and I will say especially, let's just call out Vice President Harris on this too. She kind of whispered, you know, don't come to the United States, but there hasn't been any real action on that. And so, of course, people have this message. And the very fact that we can't vet them, we don't know the COVID status. Jen Psaki has told us they don't need to get vaccinated, I guess, because they won't be here that long or this kind of stuff. You know, it's ridiculous.
Val Demings, a Florida congresswoman from the Orlando area, who's running against Marco Rubio for U.S. Senate, she slammed the election, or Rubio rather, slammed the election cycle charade after Demings calls for the U.S. to secure the border. That goes totally against anything the Democrats stand for, and it's an outright lie on her part.
Well, sure. Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. By the way, Kevin McCarthy, who gave that marathon, 8-hour and 32-minute speech?
Yep.
He's accused AOC and Tim Ryan of heckling and trying to shut him down during the marathon House speech.
Well, that's right, yeah. I think AOC spoke up and so forth. And one of the things that has to get out there, Captain, is exactly what this bill is all about. what the Democrats really want to do.
Yep.
And the fact that they can't flip a switch here. I mean, we hear this a lot from secretaries, right, in the cabinet. You know, we can't just flip a switch and do this and such. Well, but the whole thrust of this bill, the way they're framing it is, hey, we got inflation, we got all these problems. The only solution is the Build Back Better bill, which is really the Build Back boondoggle.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, Dr. Scott Atlas, we haven't heard from him in a while, right?
Right.
He now has said science has become politicized. No kidding.
Well, it absolutely has been. You know, I studied political science, but now we actually do have political science.
Right.
What is the answer to this scientific question? Well, we have to ask the government, and more specifically, Captain, we have to ask the party. And if your scientific conclusion, based on scientific methods, disagrees with what the party says, well, guess what? We're exactly where you think you'd be in the Soviet system, mm-hmm. Chinese system, that kind of stuff. This is really getting out of control.
Okay, well, over the weekend, the Rittenhouse lawyer ripped CNN and MSNBC for falsely reporting and botching basic facts. But as I said in the first segment, CBS on Face the Nation continues to claim that Kyle Rittenhouse crossed state lines armed for battle. Not true. The gun was in his father's house inside the state of Wisconsin, 5 miles away from where the shootings took place.
Well, anybody watching the trial, or the actual trial itself unfolding, they would have known that for sure.
So then why is CBS continuing to tell the lie?
Because the narrative is more important in the grand sense. The narrative is more important because the narrative needed to be, in many ways, just the way President and then-candidate Biden had laid it out. Well, this person, I think, was part of a militia. He might have been a white supremacist, and he's come across it looking for a fight and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's the version of the trial that some in the media wanted people to hear. There literally were two different streams of information going out, and that's why you have people who have gotten so outraged by this, because they believe, oh, my gosh, some white supremacist militia guy came over and just shot people, and now it's okay to do that. Well, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. And in many ways, Captain, it could be actionable for Rittenhouse if people called him a white supremacist, and there's simply no evidence to support that claim.
Well, this is big government, the media, and socialism all working together. And it's doing so well that we've got the highest inflation we've seen in 31 years, the highest gas prices we've seen in probably 10 years, and the government continues to cripple American industry by sending our jobs overseas.
Yep, perfect recipe for the Democrats. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, well, they're about to lose their little cushion. Hold on. Folks, will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along here during the overnight hours on a Monday morning.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a Christmas parade tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin on Sunday afternoon. Multiple fatalities, some reports saying at least five people are confirmed dead and dozens more injured, and those numbers are expected to rise still after an SUV plowed into a holiday parade. Amanda Avila says she's still trying to process the tragedy she witnessed.
I heard that some of the priests from our local church were injured, and they haven't confirmed names or identities.
Police say they've recovered the vehicle and one person's in custody, but they've been tight-lipped about that part of the investigation so far. The cinematographer who was shot and killed last month on the set of the movie Rust was laid to rest this weekend. Helena Hutchins' ashes interred in a private ceremony with friends and family. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
A life raft of liberty. This is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right. Well, that one there didn't play when it was supposed to, so I was going to step in and step over it. But anyway, that is what it is. Jeff made some stuff, so we're trying to test it and see what it sounds like. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Of course, most of you know I take Relief Factor regularly, have been for well over 6 years because of the problem that I have, which is the swelling that I have in my left ankle and foot and leg. I've got arthritis in my right shoulder, my left wrist, as well as in my back where my spine was fused. But life goes on, and it goes on more comfortably because of Relief Factor. And that's because the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3, helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation. And it lower or even eliminates the pain associated with the problem that I'm having by going straight to the source. Now, best of all, it's 100% drug-free. I got rid of Mobic and Flexeril to get on this and to keep from taking a handful of Aleve every time I turned around. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that also supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So give it a try. All you got to lose is pain, and all it costs is $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. And you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There are tutorials there, videos there that will answer any question you've got. Plus, it'll also tell you about the other products that they also have for sale. relieffactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Well, Kyle, the GOP, Virginia Lieutenant Governor-elect, Winsome Sears, of course, she is the first woman of color to be elected statewide in Virginia as an executive branch member. She insisted Sunday that the critical race theory has already been instituted in the state's educational curriculum back when Terry McAuliffe was the governor.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, the big lie during the election was on the Democrat side of it was the idea that, hey, there's no critical race theory
right. In
our curriculum.
Right.
In other words, it's kind of like a technicality. There's no class where it's, okay, kids, get out your notebooks. Today we're going to do a critical race theory. But it's put into the curriculum, it's embedded in it, and this is what the new governor, Lieutenant Governor-elect Winsome Sears, is talking about. And so for Terry McAuliffe to come out and say, well, it's not really there, you know, trying to make everybody look like they're crazy for even suggesting this, but this is an insidious kind of thing that is being done.
Yeah, absolutely, and to be continued, I guess, right?
Well, right. Well, more and more parents, not only in Virginia, but in many ways, large part thanks to Virginia, but many parents across the country are becoming more and more aware of what the critical race theory is all about. It is a political thing. There's no doubt about that. Captain, you learned American history. I learned American history. We understood what was going on in American history. It wasn't given to us as some kind of a biased kind of a thing because I like so many listening to the program, we learned history, warts and all.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Senator Kramer, Republican of North Dakota, said that the Rittenhouse verdict upheld the right to self-defense in the face of violence. And, of course, he's repeating that because of the fact that we all saw Kyle Rittenhouse defending himself from people that were attacking him.
Well, right, and that's exactly what the video evidence showed overwhelmingly, time and again, which even begs the question, why was this trial going on in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
If it was not politically charged,
mm-hmm.
but yet it was politically charged. And mm-hmm. yes, people should have the right to defend themselves from crazed lunatics with guns.
And wait till you hear this. I had a Democrat come up to me at the gun show on Saturday and say to me, I don't know how you're saying that Kyle Rittenhouse defended himself because he chased those guys around with a gun and he hunted them down and he shot them. That's what he did, and I know that. And I said, well, how do you know all that? First of all, everything you said is wrong, but how do you know that? Well, NBC said that, and CBS said that, and I was watching them, and they said that, and they got to be right. They showed films of that effect. I said, they showed you film, but it didn't show that. It showed just the opposite, and you listened to their banter looking at what was going on with your own eyes, and you didn't believe what you saw, so you chose to listen to the lies they were telling. And, oh, by the way, here's the video. Take a look at it, and I'll set it right here on my table, and you can take a look at it and let me know what you think after you see it. You know something? He changed his mind.
That's a very powerful story, no doubt. And that's because, Captain, many people trust the media because they believe when they're hearing, quote, the news, that it's supposed to be mm-hmm. the news, that that's what happened.
You know what he was so shocked about?
What's that?
When he got knocked down to the ground, the guy came around and put a pistol in his face.
Yes.
He didn't know that.
Yes. But if you were watching the trial, you would have seen this. But most people, completely understandably, they're not able to sit and watch the entirety mm-hmm. of the trial. But what people expect from the news media is, at very least, to report what is actually happening or what actually happened. But because of the politics in this, that the narrative again was somehow, some poor guy was shot because he was happened to be at a BLM rally. I think that was one of the banners on one of the networks, that somehow someone was shot down at a BLM rally and this verdict makes it okay, or this kind of crazy stuff. But it's they're designed to get you to believe a certain thing, so you're outraged about it.
Well, when he saw that, and he saw the guy point the gun in his face, and Kyle fire the one shot and almost take the guy's arm off, he says, "Man, I would have done the same thing." And this was a gun enthusiast. I know him; he's a gun dealer, but he's a Democrat, and he was just taking the party line is what they were saying when I'm really paying attention to it. And when I showed it to him, he says, "I'm sorry, you're right."
Well, that's, again, amazing story. And you said a key phrase there, Captain, party line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, what's the party line? Okay, well, we'll just parrot it back. No, in America, we verify. We check it out. We have to know for ourselves. And thank God we live in a country where we can find out things for ourselves, uh-huh, and we don't just have to accept what some party leadership says.
Well, the U.S. is warning China about heavy-handed activities in the South China Sea, as well as whatever they're doing against Taiwan, where, by the way, they flew some bombers just south of Taiwan today. While we support their economy by buying a lot of stuff that we didn't have to buy before.
Right, and I think, Gordon Chang was speaking out about this, and he's very, very knowledgeable about China, obviously. He's been doing this for a very, very long time. There is kind of this weird relationship that we've had. But, Captain, I think it's very interesting that President Trump was able to deal with China. I think he was on the right road of making China, we'll borrow a phrase here, pay its fair share, basically, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to do that from a position of strength. Now we have Joe Biden. We're in a position of utter weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to continue doing what they do, and we're going to continue to support it, it looks like.
Well, all of that is true for obvious reasons, but Joe Biden I'll be shocked if he runs for president for a second term, if he even makes it to 2024, especially when we hear him repeating the story about, "Well, my house burned and my wife was in it."
Captain, the pressure of the presidency, even in this very strange, unique kind of situation that we find ourselves in with Joe Biden, who's ever kind of running things behind the curtain, as it were, but the pressure of the presidency is enough to make anybody it's just a pressure cooker. There's no doubt about it. But you throw in Joe Biden's obvious decline, and it gets worse. And I think this may be a real example of that.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Yep, there's some weather to report. Cold weather coming to the south, and the lake effect snow machine is going to be kicking in this week up there in the north. Matter of fact, we already got a few areas of snow reported right now up there in the upper Midwest. And Kyle's going to let you know what's going on out west. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Where would you be now?
is the Doobie Brothers, and they are in concert, and that's not very far back there, Kyle. That's a modern version of Without Love.
That's right. Yeah, it sounded really good.
Yeah, yeah, and I like the drum going in there, and they had the conga drum going in there. They had the bass guitar. They had the whole nine yards. All right. Well, we've got some interesting weather out west tonight because we're talking about critical fire weather in a couple of areas, but there's also some winter weather right around the corner and another system getting ready to come in up there to the northwest. And boy, are we going to have a change in weather in the East Coast this week. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're looking at what appears to be we're going to have some rain coming in on Monday and Tuesday in Portland, Oregon, for example. Right now they're reading 36 degrees in Seattle. Monday and Tuesday, rain showers as well. They're checking it at 40 degrees right now. But we do have winter weather advisories. And get this, Captain, we've got freezing fog advisory.
I see it.
And this is going to be along I-84, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be in central Washington, mm-hmm. southern Washington, central northern Oregon. So be careful of that freezing fog advisory. Dense fog advisory, this is coming along Interstate 5 south of Portland down to about Eugene, so be aware of that dense fog. Then over in Montana, we've got kind of fire and ice situation happening, Captain. We've got Missoula, Montana with the winter weather advisory that extends upwards towards the Canadian border, but just east of that, we've got a red flag warning in the area of Great Falls, for example, and extending a little bit east of there. So you want to be aware of that. High wind warning near Elk Mountain along I-80 in Wyoming. And then also we've got some red flag warnings to tell you about near Cheyenne, which head on over into the state of Nebraska, by the way. And then south of there, we do have some fire weather watches that are going on south of Denver along the I-25 corridor, mostly Colorado Springs, Pueblo, down towards Trinidad. Now, over in California, we've been, Southern California, we've had Santa Ana wind events going on. That's going to die down in the Orange County area, it looks like overnight. But in the Los Angeles area, north of Los Angeles, we're still going to see a lot of those high winds persist into Tuesday. So along the I-5 corridor coming north of Los Angeles, be aware of that. But you're still going to run into dense fog if you continue on up to California 99, up through Fresno, up to Merced. You've got a dense fog advisory going on there. Also tonight, to round things out, we do have a freeze warning. This is going to be in Northern California. This is going to be...
No surprise.
Yeah, that's right. Along with frost advisories, this is going to be north of Ukiah, mm-hmm. Willits, and so forth, heading on up towards Yuma.
But here comes the surprise right now, folks. Are you ready for this, Kyle?
Yep.
A sweeping cold front will bring widespread showers all along the East Coast, followed by lake effect snow, which will start out tomorrow and last the rest of the week all across the Great Lakes region, starting with the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where it is snowing right now, and a gale warning out on the lake. Also, Lake Michigan itself, snow on both sides of the lake on Lake Michigan. But the winds are going to turn around and blow out of the northwest, and when they do that, that means hello, Lake Ontario, hello, Lake Erie, hello, Cleveland, hello, Pittsburgh. You are going to get snow, and you may get a lot of it. You may get a lot of it. So the cold temperatures are going to come all the way down into Florida. Every night this week, starting tomorrow night, the temperatures for the next 6 days in Florida at night will be in the 50s, low 50s to start out, or right around 50 in my backyard, colder to the north, of course. But the highs will be in the 70, 72, 73 degree range, which is about normal for this time of the year. But the temperatures dropping down the way they are, it's a little different story. Now, we do have dense fog to the west of New Orleans, Louisiana, to include Hammond, all the way over towards Lake Charles along I-10. And if you're going north up through Louisiana, about 100 miles north, you're going to have it all the way from just west of New Orleans all the way to the Texas line. Dense fog right now. And we do have a gale warning with the possibility of some coastal flooding from about Chesapeake Bay around Cape Hatteras on down to just about, well, it's offshore down in Georgia around Savannah, but it is down that way. And we're going to have some windy conditions off the east coast of Florida. We're also going to have some windy conditions up in the peninsula of Florida as this system comes across later today and tonight.
That's exactly right, yes.
All right. Tell us about the Pilot and Blind J.
All right, folks. Well, don't forget the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the great people at Pilot and Flying J. And, Captain, we've got something to announce for them tonight. It looks like they're opening up a brand-new Pilot Travel Center. This is going to be in Fawcett, Missouri.
There you go.
And it's going to be open, of course, 24 hours. It's going to be along Interstate 29 in Fawcett, Missouri. So be sure to check it out. They've got 24 fuel lanes, we understand. And they've also got 7 showers. So if you've been out on the road, that might be a great place to stop in and be able to get cleaned up and everything. But, of course, folks, don't forget to go to pilotflyingj.com. You can download the My Rewards Plus app to join the Drivers Club. You can also join the Drivers Club simply by stopping by any Pilot or Flying J. Join right there. Get points on everything that you buy, points that you can redeem. You can even redeem things for Christmas presents. That might even be a great idea as well. And you can track your points on the app, and you want to be sure to do that today. Start earning your points at the Pilot and Flying J.
Absolutely. And don't forget, folks, that you can also get the Pilot and Flying J fuel card. And if you do that, then your points will automatically be put on your card. And you can just, when you use your card, you can use it not only for fuel, but for whatever in the Flying J you want. And your points will count against your food and your supplies that you buy in the store. All right, Kyle, you hang on, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.